The sermon passage this afternoon is taken from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. And I'm going to invite some people to come up to read, because today is IGW. So I'm going to invite our beloved senior and one adult and one of our children to come up to read for us. They're very shy, never practice.
On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them,
"Peace be with you."
When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again,
"Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you."
And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them,
"Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld."
Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said,
"Peace be with you."
Then he said to Thomas,
"Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it my side. Do not be disbelieve, but believe."
Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him,
"Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet had belief."
Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Thank you. This afternoon, we are very glad to have Pastor Xia Feng to share with us God's Word. The sermon title today is, "Do Not Disbelieve, but Believe." Pastor Xia Feng, please.
Good afternoon. Hello. Hello. Testing. Good afternoon, everyone. Yay. Thank you for the encouragement from my youths. Okay. I probably need my husband up here because I don't know the password. Yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot the password. Yeah, this is my husband, by the way. Yeah, this is being planned. He's my husband, Joshua. So we always serve together. Yeah, so I will do the talking, but he's doing all the, you know, vaccine work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Multi-generational.
Yes, thank you so much. Okay, so, yeah, wishing everybody a blessed Resurrection Day. And once again, welcome to everyone or all the new friends, especially the children. Children, I promise I'll be very interesting. Don't sleep. Thank you. Okay, because God's word is powerful, right? Okay, so to begin, we are going to play a game. Okay, are you ready for that? Yes, so I'm going to show you a few pictures. You're going to choose one picture that explains the meaning of Resurrection Sunday. Okay? You ready? Everyone must play, okay? Including the adults. Ready? Okay. Wait. Okay. There we go. You can only pick one picture that represents or explains the meaning of Resurrection Sunday. Okay, show me your answer. Number 4, you sure? The answer is, yay, you're right. Okay, that's a good start. Okay, so it's the empty tomb. So we have heard it many times just now because the tomb is empty. It's important. Why? Because Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. He is alive. And some of you might ask, especially our new friends, okay, among us, maybe we ask, so what? What has it got to do with me? Okay, the answer can be found in John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. We've just heard of, you know, from our brothers and sisters. So, the Bible tells us very clearly, and in fact, the author of this book, John, one of the disciples of Jesus, he said this, okay, he said why he wrote this book, John. Okay, he say, verse 31, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name. And our friends, new friends among us, if this is the first time that you are in church, or maybe second, third time you have been invited to church, okay, I want to tell you why you're invited, okay? I don't know how you feel about the invitation, probably okay, probably a little bit reluctant, but I want to tell you why you're invited here by your loved ones, by your family members, by your friends, because they hope you will come to know and believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, so that you may have life. And this is exactly what Jesus said, okay? What Jesus said to one of his disciples, who was the one who did not believe initially? Who was the one? Children, remember his name? He wasn't around when Jesus appeared to the rest. Thank you so much, Thomas. Okay, so this was exactly what Jesus told Thomas. Do not disbelieve, Thomas, but believe. And you know what, friends? This is exactly what Jesus is telling us today. Do not disbelieve, but believe so that you may have life. You might be asking, life? What life? I'm having a good life, maybe. You know, what life are you talking about? Okay, over here, from the verse that we have known so clearly, and we have read it just now, recited even. Okay, John 3:16. It tells us that God loved us so, so much that He has given His Son, Jesus Christ, for us so that we may have eternal life, so that we may not perish. But what is perish? Now, perish, it means to be under the wrath of God. It means fiery torment. It means separation from God. And it lasts forever. We probably can't see that now or can't feel it because it's not happening. But it is happening, in fact, friends. It is happening. For those whom do not know God yet, we are separated from God. And one day we will face the judgment. Why? You probably ask, why? Why should one perish if he or she doesn't know God or doesn't believe in Jesus? Why? Because the Bible tells us, watch, in Romans 3:23, Paul tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned. Do you agree with this statement? Do you agree with this verse? You're probably like, you know, why am I a sinner? I'm a good person, you know, I don't kill, you know. But watch, God's standard is different, friend. God's standard is different. He is perfect. And if you have ever told a lie, if you have ever hated someone, if you have ever gossiped about someone, jealous about someone, said a bad word, vulgarity, curse someone in your heart, you are a sinner. And the Bible tells us, if you have not been able to forgive someone, you are a sinner. If you're not able to treat someone with kindness, compassion, you are a sinner. And you know what? The Bible tells us we are all sinners in God's sight. According to His standard, we are all sinners. And what's the consequence? The Bible tells us for the wages of sin is death, separation from God. We will perish, and not just now, but one day we're going to face judgment and we will perish. But the good news is this.
The good news is this: for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a gift, friend. What a good news. You know, the other day I heard someone talking, okay, she spoke too loudly. I was running, jogging, okay. So I heard she was talking over her phone. And then she goes like, you make the mistake, you bear the cause. Why should I be the one? You are the one who make the mistake. I don't know who she's talking to, maybe her son, maybe her husband, but she was very angry. And then I was like, yeah, that sounds right, right? You make the mistake, you bear the cost, right? You pay for it. But you know what? We make the mistake. We are the sinners. But Jesus bore our sins. He bore our sins and he took the punishment for us. So how should we respond? And John tells us, okay, at least in these two verses that we've just read, okay, by believing, you may have life, eternal life, according to John 3:16. Believe in him. Friends, we just need to believe. Why? Why just believe? And the Bible tells us so, so clearly. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. You are a little bit quiet. Can I get you to read for me? Okay, 1, 2, go. Thank you so much. Okay, I always tell my youths, if you're going for baptism class, you have to know this first. Because you need to go through a baptism interview, okay, before that interview. You have to know this, okay. So friends, the Bible tells us so clearly, how is one saved? The Bible explains it so clearly. Only by grace. Okay, what does grace mean? It means it's a gift of God. It means you can't earn it. You can't earn salvation through doing good stuff, doing good deeds by your own actions. You can't. There's no way that anyone can earn salvation by his or her own efforts. No way. The Bible tells us no, it's only by grace. And this grace is the gift of God, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who willingly went to the cross to be nailed on the cross to pay the penalty of sin for every human being on earth. And thankfully, praise God, on the third day, Jesus rose again. He was risen. He is risen from the dead. And we are so thankful for this good news, because Jesus is risen. We have life. And Peter, one of the apostles or one of the disciples of Jesus, remember? He was one of them who went to the empty tomb. He saw the empty tomb, right? Yeah, he did. But did he believe? Initially, no. Okay, but thank God he became strong after that, and he preached the gospel, he shared the gospel. And he said this in one of his letters: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again, to have eternal life, to a living hope." We just sang the song, right? Living hope. "Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Friends, living hope. Now, if you still remember, I just shared with you, do not disbelieve, but believe, so that you may have life, and now, and a living hope. So I'm giving you two L's. See? Living life. And you may have life and a living hope. Okay, so do not disbelieve, but believe, and you will have this. Now, I'm going to ask. I believe all of us, including the children, okay, who are very busy right now, which is good. You can listen to me at the same time. Multitask, yeah. Now, we have many, we are always hoping for something, right? Maybe even now, okay? Maybe some of you, let me see. Some of you probably like, I hope this pastor can end soon. Don't talk for so long. I don't know. Okay, some of you might be, oh, it's 12 plus, you know, I'm hungry. Hopefully the food the lunch later, as promised by the church, will be good, huh? I don't know. Some of the students, I hope I can have one more week of school holiday, you know, working adults. I hope I can have a pay raise from my boss. I don't know. Okay, we have been hoping for stuff like almost every day, right? Okay. But the living hope that Peter is saying over here, it's not this kind of like wishful thinking, you know, I wish this would happen, you know. No, friends, watch. Living hope is a hope that is lively. Living is lively. It is a hope that lives on, energizing, alive. It doesn't end. It's everlasting. How to have this hope? It's from Jesus, friends. It's from Jesus. And let's see whether the disciples of Jesus, did they have this living hope on the first resurrection Sunday? Did they have this hope? Now, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked. The disciples, they were hiding in the room. They locked the door. They were fearful of the Jews. Do they have the hope? Nah. Why? Because they were fearful. Why? Okay, because they saw, at least two of them, saw the empty tomb. They heard from Mary, okay, that Jesus has appeared to her. And Mary said, Jesus is alive. He has resurrected. But the disciples, they do not believe. They do not believe. And that's why they are scared. They hid in the room because they are so scared that the Jews will come after them. They will be arrested like their teacher. Friends, it's because of this belief. It's because of this belief. When we do not believe that Jesus has come for us, nailed on the cross for us, and has resurrected, when we do not believe that, we do not have eternal life, we do not have life, and we do not have a living hope. And what happens next? We don't know what's ahead of us. We don't know how should we go about managing the stress, the challenges in our life? Children, do you have stress? Yes or no? How many of you are like P6 this year? That's exciting year, right? Yes, PSLE, okay, for our new friends here, okay, for P6, children who are 12 years old, they have to sit for an important exam. Yes, okay. Yes, even children, they have, you know, challenges in life, okay. Not to mention the rest, okay. Yeah, look at your face. How many of you are not tired? One child. We are all tired, right? Okay, we are all tired. But thank God, we're here to worship God. We all have different challenges in life, friends. And, you know, the scariest thing is we don't know what's ahead and we are lost. That's the scariest thing in life. You don't know what's ahead of you. You don't know where you're heading to. But you know what? The disciples, when they were lost, when they lost trust in Jesus, Jesus appeared to them and said, hey, I'm your living hope. I'm your living hope. Now, friends, Jesus is telling us today, he's our living hope. But watch, listen. Does that mean that once we have eternal life, once we believe, there's no more trouble, problem, difficulty, suffering in life? Thank you so much. Oh, I love you. This, yeah, he has been responding to me. Nah, okay. No! It doesn't mean that, you know, after you have become a Christian, you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life, you know where you're heading to, you have living hope. You have no more problems in life. Like, you know, our kids, our children, you will score straight A's in school. You know, whichever school you want to get in, God will help you, you will get it. Whatever job you want, God will give it to you. You will pass all the interviews. You will not fall sick. You know, God has risen. Jesus has risen from the dead, you know. He can heal you if he wants, yes. But that doesn't mean that you will not fall sick. That doesn't mean when you pray, God will surely heal you. No. But is he with you? Yes. He promised that he will be with you. But why doesn't he heal me? Why doesn't he stop all the suffering? I don't know. It's in his hands. He's in control. But Jesus has died for us. And he has risen, Jesus. He's our living hope. And friends, Jesus promised in your stormy days in your life, okay, he is with you. Remember the disciples? When we're in the storm, when they were in the storm, Jesus was with them. And Jesus said, why do you fear? I'm with you. Why are you so scared? I'm here. Exactly, friends. This is living hope. Jesus is with us. Now, when the disciples were feeling so scared, so fearful, Jesus came among them, appeared to them, and watch. What's the first thing that he said to the disciples? Peace be with you. Jesus is so loving. He is so patient. He is so good, right? He knows this is exactly what the disciples needed at a point of time. They needed peace. And you know what? This greeting is not just a general greeting like, you know, how are you? I hope you're good. No. It carries the meaning of if you have a good relationship, the right relationship with God, you will have this peace, everlasting peace from God himself. And Jesus just tells us, come, I'm here. I'm going to give you peace. And Jesus lovingly, knowing that his disciples are so weak in their faith, he showed them his hands and his side. Watch, okay? And the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Remember, they were just fearful like moments ago. And when they saw Jesus, they were glad. And in Luke, it actually tells us that Jesus, he wanted to prove to his disciples, hey, I'm not a spirit, I'm not a ghost, okay? Do you have food? Jesus wasn't hungry, but he just ate before them to show them that, hey, I'm alive. Watch, I'm eating. And Jesus told them again, peace be with you. Second time, okay? In John 20, 21. And then 1 week later, Jesus appeared again, right? For the sake of Thomas. And watch, this time round, the doors were still locked. The disciples were still weak. They were still fearful. Okay, but Jesus came among them and he still greeted them with peace be with you. This was the third time. Friends, this is Jesus. He's our living hope. Living hope is the real and everlasting peace and joy we can find only in Jesus. Once again, be reminded, okay, we will still face suffering, friends. Yes, okay, but Jesus promised this even before he went to the cross in John 16, verse 33. I have said these things to you, who? Disciples, plus you and me, plus everyone who believes in him, that in me, in Jesus, you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, you will have trouble, suffering, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Jesus has won the battle, the victory over sin, over death. And Jesus tells us, don't worry, I'm with you. So friends, do you have everlasting peace? Not just peace for one day, 2 days, you know? Everlasting peace. Do you have eternal life? By believing in Jesus, by receiving him as your Savior and your Lord, you will have eternal life. Do you have a living hope? If you are a Christian, but you don't have a living hope, something somewhere is not right. Probably it's because you have not been spending time with God. You have not been putting your trust, your faith in Jesus. Now I'm going to show you a short video clip. You're going to see this group of people worshipping God. Okay? I'm going to show you the lyrics first. Okay? Then you can connect better. Okay? So the short portion that I'm going to show you, it says, he picked me up, Jesus. Lord, okay, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior. Because he healed my heart, he changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior. I thank God. Get up out of that grave. What grave? It means we will not perish. It means on the judgment day, we know where we are heading to heaven. Okay, get up out of that grave. Are we ready? Okay, let's enjoy this.
Thank you.
How do you feel about this? Shall we sing like that? One of these days. Wow, okay, look at that. Okay, this group of people, who are they? Children? Prisoners, inmates, right? Okay, you can tell, right? Okay, so I got this from internet. Okay, so this is apparently a group of Christian prisoners, okay, in a jail, in a prison in America. Okay, so they are believers, friends. See how they worship God. I think they can't fake it. Like, you know, how to fake it when you are in a prison? How can you sing with joy unless you have believed and you have eternal life and you have a living hope? You can sing and jump like that. Even though you are in the prison, you know you are freed by Jesus. And friends, the Bible tells us, do not disbelieve, but believe so that you may have life and a living hope. Now watch, Thomas, you know how long he has followed Jesus? At least 3 years, you know, as a disciple, as an apostle. But what happened when he wasn't around, when Jesus appeared to the rest and Thomas wasn't around, and when he came back, the other disciples told him, hey, Jesus appeared, Jesus was among us, he has resurrected. And he went, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 3 years. He spent his life with Jesus 3 years. And now his friends, like the other disciples, were telling him, you know, friends, I believe. Lots of people around you have been sharing the gospel with you, but probably you still don't believe. Thomas, he just refused to believe. I will never believe. So Jesus appeared to him 1 week later and told him, put your finger here. Wow. And put out your hand and place it in my side. Put it here, you know. Do not disbelieve, but believe. If you were Thomas, would you do that? The Bible didn't tell us whether he did it. I believe he didn't. I don't think he dared to do that. Okay, but anyway, we have this painting, right? And Jesus said, do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas, believe. Because this is the only way that you can be saved. And this is the only way that you can have a living hope. No one can believe on your behalf. They can't do that. You have to do it. And Thomas answered, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Let me ask you, who is Jesus referring to? Who are those who have not seen Jesus, his mark of his nails, and yet have believed? Who are those people? It's you and me. We are blessed if we believe, friends. And this promise is given to us by Jesus himself. Jesus said, you know, you are not losing out to Thomas and the rest of the disciples because you didn't see Jesus. You are more blessed because you believe, even though you didn't have a chance to see Jesus himself, but you believe. And friends, I just want to share this short story with you. So recently, I serve in the youth ministry, yeah, so I have a lot of stories to tell. Okay, so recently we have two youths who have come to know the Lord. Okay, they received Jesus as the Savior, and I'm so, so excited. And I just want to share with you these two brothers, right? Oh, I have the permission, actually, okay, to share this. Okay, so these two brothers, one common thing about them is this. They are invited to Grace Church by their friends, okay? Different friends, okay, from our youths, okay? Different schools, and they came because by invitation, by their friends. And I'm so encouraged. And one of the youths actually shared with me recently that, in fact, the first time that he came to know about Jesus was actually by his domestic helper when he was like P3, you know. So she just shared with him about gospel. And that was the first time he heard about Jesus. But he didn't follow on. He didn't like, he just heard about it. But that was the first time he heard about Jesus. And then later on, like recently, he was invited to church by one of our youths who are among us now, okay? So that's amazing. So they came and I'm so excited, friends. This is just like what the Bible says, okay? When Jesus appeared to his disciples, he said, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. Go and share this and receive the Holy Spirit, okay? If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Meaning, just preach to them the gospel according to what the scripture teaches. Preach to them. There is only one way to heaven, to God, and that is through Jesus. And all believers, you have to go and share. So friends, may I speak on behalf of your loved ones. You know, if today you are here because, you know, no choice lah. No option because I've been forced to come, you know. May I tell you that you are invited here because your family and friends love you so, so much. Yeah, and we Christians, we are sent by Jesus to do this, you know, to share with you because we cannot believe on your behalf. We have to bring you to Him. And this is something that we have been praying for, you know, desperately that you will come to know Him so that you may have life and you may have eternal hope, living hope. And one of these youths shared with me further, and I'm so encouraged when I hear this testimony. He shared, right, recently he managed to forgive someone that he's not been able to forgive for a long time. He said this person has hurt him, you know, for many years, and he find it so hard to forgive him. But after he has become a Christian, he actually find strength from God, and he is able to forgive him. I'm so touched when I hear that. Friends, yes, the Bible tells us, you know, he gives us power, okay? He gives us strength, Jesus, because he has won the battle. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 55 to 57. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, you and me, we can do the same. We can overcome the power of sin because our Lord is victorious. He has won the battle. And friends, to our brothers and sisters, Christians, if you have already received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, including myself, are you living a victorious life over sin today? Have you been sharing the gospel with others? I know this is tough, right? I know this is tough. But let's do it because our Lord, He has resurrected. He gives us power. We can do it. And to our new friends, may I once again invite you, do not disbelieve, but believe so that you may have life and a living hope. And Jesus is telling you and me today, "Thomas, believe me," Jesus said, "because he had seen me. Today, if you believe me, though you have not seen me, you are blessed." And if our friends here on site or even online, okay, if you're watching this, you're hearing this, this message is from God. If you're ready today to come to God and receive His love, this is something that you need to do. It's very simple. From your heart, come to God, confess your sins to God. Repent of or turn away from your sins. Turn away from it, your sins, and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Not just Savior, you know, not just Savior. "Oh, I want to go to heaven, that's it, full stop." No, let Jesus be your Lord, your Master, and take control of your life. And you can say a simple prayer like this, okay? Something like that, okay? "Dear God, you know, I'm sorry. Tell God that you're sorry and tell Him please and tell Him thank you. Sorry I've sinned. Please forgive my sins. Thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus rose from dead and He is alive. And tell Jesus, Jesus, I want to receive you now as my personal Lord and Savior." And here are some reflection questions for us. Do you have eternal life and a living hope, my friends? Do not disbelieve, but believe. And questions 2 and 3 for all Christians. If you have already received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, are you living a victorious life over sin today? What are some of the sins or some of the issues in life that you have to face? You have to overcome them. You have to get rid of even habits. Get rid of them. Let's come to the Lord and ask Him to help us. And question 3, if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, have you been sharing the gospel with others? We have to share the gospel, friends. Okay, doesn't mind if you're a child, okay? Children, do you think you can share the good news with your friends in school? Yes, definitely. Tell them that Jesus loves you, okay? Friend, Jesus loves you. Just tell them that. And even for our elderly, can you share the gospel? Yes, definitely. In fact, it's more so-called effective if you share the gospel with your friends, right? You know, in Chinese, we have this phrase that say, old people, they will say, I have eaten more salt than rice than you. Is that the correct translation? Meaning I have more experience, life experience than you, young people. Who are you to talk to me and lecture me? Sometimes it's hard, right? So it's easier for elderly people, friends, to share the gospel, okay, with your friends. Okay, let's do it. Everyone, all of us, we can do this. Shall we come to the Lord in prayers? Come, let's come to the Lord. Let's spend some time, some quiet moment before the Lord. Let's respond to Him. And I'm going to pray for our new friends here or online watching. Father God, we come before You. We give You thanks for this wonderful morning that we can come before You to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. And Lord, we just want to pray that You speak to our new friends here. Speak to them, Lord. You know how much we love them. And Lord, we know how much You love them. We pray that, Lord, You speak to them and may You grant them this faith that they will be able to come to You in faith and believe that Jesus, You have resurrected for them. And God, You are here to forgive their sins. So I pray that, Lord, You will help our friends to come to You in faith and believe You and receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And I want to pray that, Lord, You help us. Help all the Christians here, Lord. Lord, You have heard our prayers. You know, sometimes we're really weak. Many times we just upset You, disappoint You. We pray that, Lord, You forgive us. We pray for forgiveness and we pray for strength. That, Lord, You help us to be able to overcome all these challenges in life. That, Lord, we'll be able to live a victorious life that brings glory to You. And we give You thanks, for we know that You are good. You are faithful. And we pray all this in Jesus' most wonderful name. Amen.